Our product is Lena Lufer, which is Flooring Shirts in English, and we design skill shirts to allow students with additional needs or physical impairments the independence of getting dressed themselves. We decided to use magnets to easily connect the shirts instead of buttons. The magnets are very discreet and is like a normal shirt. The reason we made this is to promote inclusivity, to give people more choice of clothing and simply make their lives easier.
That's fantastic. And where did the idea come from?
I thought of the idea in the summer when I noticed my granddad struggling to tie his shirt buttons on a number of occasions. This got me thinking, how can I solve the problem? Because he looked frustrated. I wanted to create a product that was discreet and not too expensive.
Brilliant. And was it difficult to kind of bring your idea from just that, like an idea, into an actual product?
No, not really. We struggled with the glue just to make sure it was durable and machine washed.
Emma, have you taken part in the Student Enterprise event before?
Yeah, we did last year with Cookie Canessa.
And how did you find the whole experience this year?
It was really exciting and it was good to experience it again.
And was it kind of easier this year, I suppose, because he had done it last year and he had a better idea of what the whole thing involved?
Yeah, I suppose it was still a little bit difficult, but we definitely had, you know, old skills from last year.
Ellie has talked us through the business there and what the whole thing involves. Will you just explain to us maybe what a typical day for you is in the business? So you get a shirt and what do you do with it from there then?
Yeah, so we can either recycle a shirt, or if you already have a shirt that has, you know, a special meaning or a school crest on it, we can still take that in as well. But what we do is we glue on the magnet onto either side, making sure that you can still see the real button so that the shirt looks very discreet. And it usually takes 5 minutes to dry, and then we make sure to iron it afterwards as well.
That's brilliant. Did you enjoy the whole process of coming up with the idea first place and then bringing it into a reality, so actually having a proper physical business?
Yeah, we loved it. It was so good to experience that.
And do you think having a business yourself one day, is that something that you'd like to have?
Yeah, I'd love to.
And was it easier or was it more difficult, do you think? We'll say, like, I know you have to do business plans and everything for taking part in the event. Was that side of it difficult or did you enjoy it?
Yeah, we had a load of help from our teacher, Miss Leahy. But it was still kind of hard as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to do there, but it's probably a great experience.
Yeah, it was.
And tell me, so on the day of the actual event, what did you have to do in Tralee?
Well, first of all, we just set up our stand with our shirts. And there was, you know, judges coming every now and then. And we were called in for our judging. And we did our pitch and they asked us some questions. And then after that, there was some more judging and we had then the prizes were given out.
And how did you find pitching the idea?
It was good. We had, you know, practice from last year, but it was still nerve-wracking. And I think we did well in that.
Absolutely, you certainly did. And you're working towards the finals now, which are taking place in May, isn't that right?
Yeah, we're very excited.
It's a great achievement. So, Bláthnaid, you're preparing for the national finals. Is there anything that you're going to do maybe to tweak the business between now and then? Or what is your plan, I suppose, for the weeks ahead?
We plan to practice more our pitch and to probably improve our stand as well.
Fantastic.
Business plan.
And what does the stand involve?
The stand, we have shirts and we have a mannequin that has a shirt on it so we can display it to the judges that come by.
And if people are listening and they're interested and they want to find out more about your business, do you have like an online social media presence?
Yes, we have an Instagram page.
And what's that called?
Lena Lufer.
Brilliant. So is it L-E for the I-N-E-L-U for the F-A-R?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And are you finding that a lot of people are coming to you to work on shirts?
Yeah, loads of people have come. We have 7 pre-orders at the minute. We have 13 sold.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. And does it take you long to do the orders?
No, it doesn't take that long at all. We just have to make the shirts and then we can sell them to the people.
And were you happy with the feedback that you got from the judges in Tralee?
Yes, we were very happy with it.
And what did they say to you?
They said that it was a great idea and that it will definitely help out loads of people.
It certainly will. And it must be great for you to see that, you know, when people are putting in the orders and getting the product back, to see the difference it's making. That must be hugely rewarding feeling, really.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And how are you feeling now ahead of the national finals?
We're feeling excited, but a little bit nervous.
I can imagine. Well, the very best of luck to you and thanks a million for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
I also spoke to their teacher, Laura Leahy from Castle Island Community College, about the benefits of taking part in a competition like the Student Enterprise Awards. And Laura, I suppose this is a really challenging experience for the girls, but it's probably a great experience for them as well.
It's fantastic. Last year they reached the national final also and they became third place. They approached me at the start of the year and they said they were very keen to enter into the process of the Student Enterprise Programme again. They had a completely new idea compared to last year's Clucky Canasta. They've worked really hard and you can see how much their confidence has developed since last year, their first time around.
And I can imagine as well that it teaches them very valuable skills that they can transfer into their own real life experiences then afterwards.
Huge. Like, they've become very resilient. They'd say that their communication skills have developed, their prototype development as well, and just their general interest in business. They actually are students in my class as well, and you can see they're completing a CBA at the moment, and their student enterprise process has made the CBA that little bit more accessible for them, I suppose.
That's fantastic. And I know they've put a lot of work into it now, and I suppose they're probably working just to finesse those few bits now that they mentioned earlier for the national finals. So they'll be busy over the next few weeks. But again, like, it's all going to stand to them, I suppose, into the future.
Definitely. We have a busy few weeks ahead. They want to make some tweaks to their stands, to their business plan. But like that, they're eager to do as well as they done last year or even better. So I've no doubt that they'll excel on the day as well.
That's fantastic. Thanks a million for talking to me, and the best of luck to you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Amber.